He wore a billowy frock, a lace shawl and a fussy beribboned bonnet. They strode toward one another, as if meeting on a woodland path. Malbon eyed Curriculus fiercely, and declaimed aloud in a rough voice,
"Here be I, a sea rat fierce, and this to all I say. I'm evil, villainous, bad and tough. Let no beast stand in me way. I've got two paws like iron claws, granite teeth and steely jaws. I chop me old grandma up for stew, and I'll do the same for you."
Both elders and dibbons hissed and booed him heartily. Curriculus rendered the grandmother's part in a quaky squeak.
"I'm a little granny mouse, frisky as a flea, and I say what ho, this is my motto, no bullies dare mess with me. 'Cause though I'm old, I'm feisty and bold, I got 22 grandmice too. I can spank the tail off any of them, and I'll do the same for you."
Applause and cheers rose from the onlookers, with many dibbons calling out,
"Spank the naughty rat, granny!"
Malbon rolled her eye and waved the floppy sword.
"Ho, ho, little granny mouse, scurry off to your house, whilst I'm still in a good mood. I eats a granny for breakfast each morn, 'cause grannies are my favourite food. I'll chop off your tail and whiskers, I'll whack off your nose in each ear. Then you'll be the lunch on which I munch. What think of ye that, me old dear?"
The booing and hissing of the audience rose to fever pitch. Curriculus winked broadly at the dibbons to make them ready. Then he began haranguing Malbon.
"Just try and eat me and you'll soon see. Us grannies are tough old things. I'll climb in your mouth and pull your teeth out and use your tonsils for swings. But why should I bother to dirty my paws on a sloppy great bully like you? Here come all my grandmas. Ahoy there! Show this sea rat a thing or two."
This was the part the dibbons enjoyed most. Grabbing their slapsticks, they bounded out and began chasing Malbon, spanking away at her ear, which was heavily cushioned. Whooping and roaring, Malbon the sea rat fled the scene. Curriculus whipped off his granny bonnet and did a flourishing curtsy as the red wallers applauded heartily. Skipper and his two otters chased after the dibbons, preventing them from spanking the villain further. Malbon came back and took a bow to loud cheers. The abbot wiped tears of laughter from his cheeks and congratulated them.
"Thank you, my friends. I don't know how many times I've seen your performance, but it gets funnier every season. Splendidly done."
Malbon grinned ruefully, rubbing at her ear.
"Deary me, those dibbons can really whack. I'll have to get extra cushions in the future."